Daisy Thomas with us this morning, Marty.
Yes, Daisy, lovely to see you.
Good morning, team. How are we all?
Good.
How was your poo?
Very good.
He had a massive work poo. He reckons he didn't.
Yeah, I could smell it when I walked past.
We knew.
Yeah.
Mate, the AFL has ticked off the decision to award Sydney a free kick and a 50-metre penalty in their three-point win over my boys, North Melbourne. I nearly threw the phone through the TV. First of all, I didn't understand what was happening.
Well, no one did at the time.
I thought, has someone said something to the umpire?
Yes.
Because it was just like a ball up. I'm like, what's going on here?
A ball up that turned into a balls up, if you will.
Oh, my God, what a disaster.
How do you feel about that? Because North, we're going to win.
Well, what do you do? I mean, there's a rule there. It seems pretty harsh. As William and I were discussing, you know, it's a 50 from where the umpire finds out what's going on. So that could have been anywhere for a start.
That's one of the things.
And then it's a free, it ends up being a free right in front. At that point, I nearly full...
I honestly feel so sorry for the North fans.
I was ready to punch a stranger, and I'm sure all North fans were.
You've endured so much, and this was a real opportunity just to have some joy, albeit fleeting, because the season is tough, and you are one of the worst sides. However,
slow down, Charlie. you dress it up for me a little bit.
Really wrapped up and
say we've built it. So we've got some challenges.
The rules are the rules, Marty.
I know, the rules are
and
the
you
rules.
You only get a certain amount of interchange, which, for whatever reason, since his rule has been brought in, everybody else has been able to abide by.
Except us.
Except for you guys.
10 metres out.
Yes. And, of course, you did have then an extra rotation, but that's because you have to give back the rotation.
What you took out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does someone on the bench have to go, we're at 73, fellas?
Yeah, no, so this is an actual job of someone on the bench.
Whose job is it?
The person who's appointed to keep an eye. So the AFL, they do their own, but as clubs, you sit there and go, right, we've got three more. There'd be someone on the bench relaying that information to the box.
Was there a suggestion that Sydney dobbed on us?
No, it was the AFL official who was well aware, and then they get in the ear of the umpire.
Well, if he's so aware, wouldn't it just be, you know, gentlemanly to lean over and say, heads up, you're at 74. I can see you blokes getting ready on the bench.
Well, I'll wait 5 minutes till the ball goes up the other end.
Yeah, exactly.
And then pay a 50.
Well, apparently he knew 2 minutes earlier. Where was the ball there? I made that up.
Breaking news.
I was just a big part of the story.
I made it up.
Horse radish.
I made it up.
But do you feel like we spent the last 2 years warning clubs about the 666? Oh, you've had an infringement.
Yes.
The next one's a free kick. It feels like a warning would have been pretty nice in that scenario before just suddenly punishing them.
Yeah, it's a rule though.
Yeah.
So the 666, if you give away two of those, you get punished. You do get the warning, but rotations are pretty pivotal to a game.
Mm.
That's the reason why it was brought in.
I hope the guy who did dob on us wasn't sitting there frothing at the mouth waiting for the 76. No, I hope he wasn't a dick about it. I hope he just did his job.
He would have really enjoyed it.
I bet he's a parking inspector.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Too heavy?
There's some real deep-seated issues here, isn't there?
Well,
talk to us about your childhood.
Okay. I mean, we've had
back on the couch.
We've had a couple of issues, and obviously, you know.
No, you're rightfully to be upset because North Melbourne did a lot right, just somehow found another way to lose, which for non-North fans is quite funny. When you sit there and watch it go, they couldn't possibly, could they? And they did. Ethan Meldrum, who was doing the stats for us in the Western Bulldogs Adelaide game, he was doing around the grounds.
Mm.
19 points up, he declared it.
Yeah,
he said they're home.
I take the will.
That's it, get in the queue. And
I said, surely from here.
Yeah, surely not, unfortunately.
No. Darcy Moore's the form captain in the AFL at the moment. Ooh. He's putting up his hand for all Australian selection and possibly even the captain of that team.
What would you think?
Yeah, I think right now he's probably the best informed defender. Talk about Stephen May a lot in that space, Tom Stewart.
Stephen May had a big game on the weekend.
We saw firsthand yesterday what Darcy Moore was able to do. Broke the record for the amount of intercept marks, 11 in a game.
Unreal.
Which is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
In the Daisy Thomas Cup.
Full credit to Carlton for kicking it to him so often. It's not as if this is a new thing that he started doing. It's something he's done for a long time. I would have thought some of the planning might have been in and around not letting him do that. However, the Blues didn't. The Pies won, and Darcy Moore is in white-hot form.
He sure is. West Coast's injury list is largely to blame for what's been described as the lowest point in the history of the club, Daisy.
Wow. Who's saying lowest point in history? They had a pretty bad run with some issues over there a few years back.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think we really knew the whole story. No, but you're absolutely right.
From an on-field point of view, though, 116 points to the second worst team in the competition is it's embarrassing.
It's mind-boggling. Yeah. I don't know how. I was watching a bit of it, and I just thought, this is going to be a cricket score. And I could not believe it. The West Coast were an absolute rabble. There were holes everywhere.
Four goals they kicked in the entirety of the game. Mm. Oh. 2 points in the second half only, and they took one mark inside forward 50 for an AFL team.
It was like our 7 points. Remember our wonderful 7 points?
That was in a half, though. Yeah. And that was
and five more than
and
them.
And that might have been following instruction.
Yeah.
That was just good coaching. But no, we're really not sure now where the West Coast Footy Club is at, because Adam Simpson was the man. They said, right, we don't want to get someone new in terms of a coach, because why would you? We're going to be down here for a little while. We may as well get you to see it out until we're on an upwards trajectory, and then we'll hand over the reins. But right now, surely the entire state over there will be going berserk, except for the Fremantle fans, who seem to have straightened up their season. But the board, everyone now will come under scrutiny as to, are we doing the right thing? 116 points, regardless of who's out there in terms of talent.
Yeah, something has
to change. If you cop that against Melbourne or the Pies, who are a better side.
Exactly.
The Hawks are ordinary. They're no world beaters.
Yeah. Here's a little bit of fun for you before we go to the break. Kane Corns had limited impact in his return for Moyston Wallara Football Club. They were beaten by 119 points. The same margin that Corns' Port Adelaide lost by in the 2007 grand final to Geelong. This is just a Kane Corns touch-up. When you went out for the Carlton draft last year, you famously led the Nil Tigers to their first win after over a 1,000-day drought. That's wonderful stuff for you.
Now, I need to be careful where we go, because we had a bit of a war after this last time.
I played the audio.
Caro gave you a clip.
Caro gave me
a clip. Would you like to apologise? Because I didn't want Caro to be dragged into that.
No, I won't apologise to Caro. Okay. And I hope now that she, remember when she had a tilt at Clarko for celebrating on the sidelines because he was enjoying his football?
Yes.
Oh, well, he's not enjoying his football now.
No.
That's that.
Footy classified.
That is that. But bad luck to Kane. The Carlton draft, a great initiative.
You go down there and you're being wonderful, by the way. Well done.
You help out a local side. Well, you're meant to help out a local side.
I knew you couldn't help yourself.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Marty, we just had a call from Rick. Apparently the right lane is closed in the Burnley Tunnel heading towards southeast suburbs.
So we can't keep up with the green...
No, yeah, the training lights, whatever they're called.
It's amazing how often you get lapped by them. They are serving zero purpose. What a great waste of our money.
Yeah, I know.
Daisy.
No, I don't like it.
No, they were only 15 million. So
is that it?
Yeah. Seemed money well spent at the time. Yeah. I reckon they've had a 4% increase in speed in the tunnel.
I reckon I go through the tunnel maybe 20 times a week. I don't think I've ever kept up with them.
No.
It's almost to the point where you go down coming in from the West Gate and traffic's flowing and going nicely, and then they see the lights and everyone shits their pants and just hits the brakes.
I know.
Slow it down.
I go through that tunnel the same amount of times, and it is frustrating at the best of times.
Anyway, we digress.
We do.
But we're allowed to. A couple of big games this weekend, none bigger than Dreamtime at the G. Essendon Richmond decided by a point, and boy, oh boy, weren't the Bombers pumped.
The Bombers were pumped, and rightfully so, because this sort of keeps their season alive, if you will. Yeah. They were struggling a little bit, had lost four in a row coming into this match. Mm. Early season form was starting to get questioned, but they found a way. Richmond looked like they had the game sewn up at times. Mm. They were going along nicely, but the Bombers hung around. And then in the end, a goal just before the siren or on the siren.
About 8 seconds or so.
Yeah.
To Sam Durham. What a great story, Sam Durham.
Yeah, it is a great story. Inform us.
What's the Sam Durham story?
Was he mid-season?
No, mid-season draft last year, I think, or the year before.
Yeah.
Missed a goal from the top of the goal square on debut.
Oh, no.
So even he referenced that post-match in an interview saying that he was crapping him because he thought he may do the same again. But fortunately, he did, and then a one-point victory. So now the pressure turns onto Richmond as we seem to not know where they're at.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough for them again to make finals this season.
They have spells where they look great, Richmond.
Well, they knocked off the Cats last week, of course, but Tom Lynch, and we've seen throughout the season this far, if you have a decent injury, like to a key player, we saw Adelaide rest a couple on the weekend, non-competitive. Geelong have got issues at the minute, starting to struggle. Tom Lynch is a 60-goal player per season for Richmond.
Mm.
There's three or four goals you've got to find before you go into every match.
Yeah.
And at the minute, they don't have a replacement for him. So there are reasons as to why Richmond have struggled a bit.
And Bombers, William got North twice and the West Coast twice back into nice this year. That is a wonderful run home.
They're only out of the eight on percentage at the moment. So that's four wins that you think you just bank.
Well, slow down. I'll give them one win against us, one of the two.
It's the logjam, though, in the ladder, or in and around that sort of 6th to 14th spot.
It's crazy.
It's becoming quite interesting. So it sets up for some nice theatre in the back half of the year.
I can't believe we're going into round 11, but we are. Carlton Collingwood was the other sort of big match from the weekend. Two massive clubs going head to head, and Carlton just looked a little bit under.
They were. We can talk about the Blues to start. They were disappointing, really. The weight of the world and expectation on them to come out and fire a shot against the arch rivals. And they didn't.
Did you see Vossi having a ping at someone on the sideline?
I don't mind that.
Yeah, I don't mind that either. But, I mean, there's no doubt around Vossi, is there?
I wouldn't have thought so. You've got to just stead the course at the minute. But the Blues to kick 4.6 goals to 10.5 goals, 1-2 to 5-2 at quarter time. Oof. The game was over. Yeah. And the Pies were almost the ones that it seemed like got themselves right up for it. Mm. Whereas we were all expecting the Blues to come out, as we're saying, backs against the wall, spot fires everywhere, targeting a Dacos or going after somebody. Mm. They just came out, they shook hands, and by quarter time the game was done. It was disappointing. I don't think they got themselves to a level where the Pies had got themselves to in preparation for it.
Collingwood have played some wonderful footy over the last 18 months.
They are just brilliant to watch.
They really are
a fun side to watch.
Yeah. They've got some great footballers playing at the moment.
Genuine entertainment.
I wonder if they'll win the flag, Collingwood.
Well, they're the favourites at the minute and for good reason.
Yeah. All right, I'm calling it.
You're calling it?
I'm putting everything on Collingwood.
Right.
So 9-1 now. They've got North and then West Coast. So you imagine they'll be 11-1.
Oh, slow down.
And then it's...
West Coast might find something.
That's not what I meant.
That's before King's birthday, which is shaping up as the big one this year.
And of course, for North fans, if you're thinking, oh, maybe the Pies will just take it easy this week, it's still side bottom's 300th game, so...
15 goals?
Look, maybe more. I don't think he'll kick that many, but he could.
Could it be more than 15?
It could get really nasty.
It really could.
Yeah, North the week before against Port Adelaide were... and Pies going as well as Port, if not better. Port Adelaide have been a bit of a surprise packet, though. They, of course, rolled the D's to kick the round off.
Yeah.
They are flying. 7 in a row.
Yeah. It was a tight game, that Friday night game. I didn't see much of it, but 80 to 76.
Yeah, wet conditions. Some of the young guns from Port Adelaide, Rosie, Butters, were absolutely instrumental. As we heard in the news, Melbourne star Clayton Oliver is going to miss about a month with a hammy.
Yep.
So that's a big loss for them, obviously. But Port Adelaide, after their coach was being called for his head after round three, they've now won seven.
That's standard for Port, but Koshy hates him.
How good's Butters, though?
Yeah, like he's a star. We
Bulldogs Adelaide, I know you were in Ballarat on the weekend. How was it?
Ballarat's beautiful,
Ballarat
isn't it? This time
beautiful.
Of year. Yeah.
Bit fresh?
Yeah, if you're into not doing much and staying inside near a fire, it'd be brutal. It was rather cold.
I heard it was.
I rocked up in a beanie, a ski jacket and gloves with an umbrella.
And you were still cold?
And I was still cold.
Wow.
Yeah, it was sort of 9 degrees, feels like probably 4, and the sun was out. So it actually wasn't a bad day comparative to what you can get down there.
Well, 11-19 to 5-10 looks like it was a good game of footy,
too. Yeah, 11-9. The only good thing about the game was the inaccuracy from the Bulldogs, because it could have been 60 points at halftime.
Mate.
Adelaide rested a couple of stars, Phil Thorpe and Walker. Yes, that's right, I don't have a list. You say his name, Phil Thorpe. You've got to try and get it wrong to get it right.
Yeah.
The Crows are disappointing this round compared to what they've done so far.
Daisy, always lovely to see you, mate.
Have yourselves a great week, team.
You too, buddy.
Bloody good on you.
Chat to you next time. Daisy Thomas on the Marty Sheargold Show.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.